You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, let's take care of somebody's problem.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
This is going to require phone calls from people who feel the same way as this woman who wrote to us. Jeremy, how do people get in touch? There's a couple of ways, right?
Yeah, the quickest way, I think, personally, is to go to our Facebook page and just search Dom and Jeremy. We reply to messages on there all morning. Or you can make your way over to our station's website, mix100.com, and click on the Dom and Jeremy link.
So she says, call me Jordan with a D-Y-N, of course. And there's, I don't know, a couple of things that we'll probably have to add to this. Let's start with her note. She goes, I heard you guys talking with some caller to your show who hated her name. And by the way, Jeremy, if you recall, that was last week. It was a woman named Denise who said she couldn't sit. She loathed her name.
So she went by D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So apparently Jordan heard that. She goes, I was really interested in that conversation because I'm 29 years old and have hated my first and middle name since I was a kid, and I hate them even more as an adult. Starting in college, I began introducing myself by a completely different name, and it's what I go by today. When I fill out paperwork, I still have to put my real name, but otherwise I refuse to use the name my mom gave me. She and some other family members are the only people who use it. I can't legally change it while my mom is still alive because it would crush her. Am I alone, or are there a lot of us who use a made-up name because we hate our legal name? She says, call me Jordan.
That's crazy.
I wrote back, and I finally got her to agree to tell me her real name. And I don't know that I see a problem with it, but I'm not going to tell you what it is until we're done with the conversation.
Oh, you tease.
Well, you're again, we get into that thing where people vote on that. And it's like, leave that part blank for now and just assume.
She just wants to know about what do you do if you have a crappy name.
If you hate your name.
I had a guy in high school that I grew up with for a long time. Nothing crazy. Aaron. A-A-R-O-N. And one day he just came to all of us and said, I am sick of my name, so henceforth, here on out, I will be AJ. Just pulled a couple initials out of his butt because, well, A, I guess, for Aaron. J, his middle name was not J, anything, but he just said, from here on out, I like the way AJ sounds, so please refer to me as AJ. And to this day, if I see him or see him on Facebook, I call him AJ. So I guess you can just make a pronouncement and just say, call me this. Seems simple enough, right?
Well, now Jordan did it at the right time is when she went off to college because she's starting fresh. Nobody knows her.
Yeah.
Right? And I would imagine she goes through her work life as that as well. And I understand that whole thing about not wanting to change it, you know, while your parents are.
Sure.
But I wonder if she has told. Listen, her mom has to know that she's going by a different name. I mean, it's not possible for her mom not to know.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference between just going by a different name and legally changing it? I mean, in terms of your
family.
It's
a little more punch in the gut if you do legally go change it, right? Because that is set in stone, done. You're getting a new social security card or whatever they do. Do you get a new birth certificate? I don't know. What do they do with all that? You are that name from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're just using a fun nickname or you made up a name, your mom's like, yeah, whatever, your name is still Catbox or whatever your name, whatever her real name is.
Well, I would imagine that parents might think that the kids are going through a phase.
Sure.
But if so, this phase has lasted more than 10 years for Jordan. That's beyond a phase. And really, I mean, look, let's imagine hypothetically, you and I both have sons. In fact, they even share a birthday.
Yeah.
Well, let's imagine for a moment that our sons come to us and say, Dad, I love you, but I've decided I don't like this name. I'm going to legally change it to blank. How would you feel if Reed came to you at age 18 and said, hey, thanks a lot. You know, Reed's okay. But
at 18, I would really say, you got to think about this. Think about it hard, you know.
If this is what you really want.
I wouldn't be hurt.
I think I would be.
They still have our last name. He would still have our last name.
You know, it's possible they could change that, too.
They totally could.
But I think I would be a little bit hurt if Dominic did that. Unless it was the same reason that I'm going to be changing mine. Just a spelling change is all I'm going to be doing.
Right.
But if he came to me and said, you know, I decided I want to be, well, we'll use your example. I want to be AJ. I want that to be my legal name. I'm going to give up Dominic. I'm going to become AJ.
A-Y-J-A-Y.
Then I would kill him. If he did that, I would disown him. You're out of the will.
What are you doing?
But I have to be honest. I think I would be hurt. Because all I've ever thought about is changing it from my point of view. And I've never really thought about a parent's point of view. But if Dominic said that, I think I would mope. Because it's
It'd be hard for me to turn around and call him the new name because I've been calling him Reed since he was born. It would be hard for me to get into that rhythm of, he's all of a sudden somebody different.
Yeah, well, look, Jordan, who wrote in, she says their mom still calls her by her legal name. And a couple of family members, too, who refuse to get on board. Refuse to get on board the Jordan train.
Right. What's her name? What's her real name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Mm-hmm.
That's way better than Jordan.
She hates it.
Why?
I gotta believe, if she's 29, that means she was born in 91, right? Okay. So I gotta believe that her mom named her after the pop star, Tiffany. Because there was a whole flood of young women named Tiffany in the late 80s to early 90s, all because of the pop singer.
Hmm. Maybe.
But whatever. She says she can't stand Tiffany. And that's what I was... Say at the beginning, he's like, I don't think it's not a horrible name.
I can't say. I mean, Tiffany sounds a little like.
What?
Nah.
Careful. We have Tiffany's listening right now. I don't see any problem with it, but you know how people are.
Yeah.
Right now, we're talking about this note we got from, well, she says, call me Jordan. That's the name I guess she goes by. Since she was a kid, she has hated her name, which is Tiffany. But she says, I just don't want that. I don't want it. She says, only her mother still calls her that, really. But the question was, what do you do as an adult when you can't stand your name? And we got calls. First one to get through was Niles. Hello, Niles. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Don.
What's up?
When I was younger, I actually didn't like my name, and I wanted to change it. And then it was mainly because you go into, like, one of those convenience stores and you see, like, the keychains with people's names on it.
Yes.
And guess whose name is not on there? Niles. So as a young kid, I always hated my name. And I told my parents one time that I wanted to change it, but it was not any better. I was going to go by Jamal.
Okay. Yeah, you wouldn't have found keychains for that back in the day either, would you?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, once I got older, I love my name. I think it's very unique. I've only met three other people with my name. And, of course, now I hear that your cat's name is Niles.
That's correct. His full name is Niles the Weirdo.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know what? You and I are in the same club because I used to always look for keychains at truck stops when we would go on road trips and everything. We would stop at various convenience stores and stuff like that, and there were never any Dominics. There was never a Dominic. I think there might be today because the name is coming around.
You guys need to get
more
together and start a little strange name keychain factory.
And we'll start with Niles, God. Dominic, and Jamal. Those will be our first three.
Big sellers, big sellers.
My parents, like, one time tried to trick me on Christmas with, like, one of those little license plates. And they tried to fool me that they found it in a store. It said Niles. But then I was, like, looking at it. The stickers were a little crooked. And I was like, no, you guys just put these stickers on.
Oh, well, they were trying, buddy.
I'm glad you called us, my friend. Have a great Monday, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. See, he's glad that he didn't.
Yeah, it go fits ahead now. It's fine.
Here comes Marissa. Good morning, Marissa. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Well, good. We're doing quite well. So what can you tell us about this?
Okay, so I have two instances in my immediate family. My son, when he turned 18, changed his name, and he changed his last name to my maiden name because he doesn't have a relationship with his dad. And you were talking about the process, and it's quite the process, and you have to change your birth certificate and your Social Security card and your passport and your driver's license. It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but isn't it easier to do these days because you can go online and do a lot of this stuff?
Some of the stuff you can. Some of the stuff, I got married this summer, so some of the stuff is a bigger pain in the butt. You have to send in your driver's license to the Social Security office, and mm-hmm. they keep it for as long as they want it to be able to change your Social Security card.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Yeah. When I called to find out, they're like, yeah, it's about 30 days. And I'm like, oh, helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you something. Did your son change just his last name or his first name?
Yep. Just his last name.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I mean, right. Well, women do that all the time then when they get married. I mean, I don't feel like that's that big of a deal.
Yeah, that's not a huge deal. But, hey, I'm glad you called. Have a great day. We appreciate you taking the time. Thank you for being on the show. We got to rush along and get to Jack. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, so Jack. What do you think?
Well, I think Tiffany is great.
Hey, don't call her Tiffany. Her name is Jordan.
She hates it.
Yeah. Well, Jordan is perfectly okay going by that name just because I was named after my dad as a junior, and they wanted a unique name for me, so they just took the J and R at the end of my name, and that's what they called me all of my life.
They called you JR?
Yep.
Or just Junior?
And no, they called me JR. Junior was considered too backwards or something. My dad wanted to use it as Junior, but my mom said no, so they compromised on JR.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Slow down. So what you're saying is you weren't like John Smith Jr. They're saying they wanted your first name to be Junior.
Yes.
Okay. Well, see, it does kind of come across. No offense to anyone. And by the way, thank you, Jack, for calling. We appreciate you being on the show. Junior, would you agree, Jeremy, does kind of come across as like a hillbilly?
My grandpa had a sibling. It was a sibling, I believe. It was named Junior. So, yeah, it was very, and they were very backwoods. So.
Yeah, I don't want to offend anyone.
No,
but that's
just
what pops into people's minds.
I'd change my name, too, if I was just Junior.
Right,
You don't see a full set of teeth when anyone says that.
Like, there's not a whole lot of corporate CEOs, Junior. I mean, doesn't happen.
No.
You know, on the society pages and stuff like that.
You're not going to see a lot of that, no.
Not that those are the end-all, be-all of anything. Don't get me wrong.
No, but typically.
Because I am a junior.
Right, but you have a name before that.
Right. It's, yeah.
All right, what are we telling her? Live your life?
Look, if she hasn't had any trouble doing it this way, because legally it's still Tiffany, and she just goes, I mean, if she hasn't any trouble so far, why rock
there
the
is
boat
that.
With anything?
Why mess up all your paperwork and all that? Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, if it's not hurting anything, just stick with it. You know, I am going, I swear, you know, I'll tell you what, 2021 is the year that I will legally change my name. That way I can come on the air and report what the process was like.
Yes, if it's horrible or not.
Because I'm changing my first name. And so we'll see what that's like to go through for all the Tiffany / Jordans out there.
And he's not doing something crazy. Right,
I'm not going to become sarsaparilla testa or anything like that.
Right. No.